There's an old traditional legend recounted by Melvin Matthews in his Book of Reflections, which says that God has gone away. God was once right here, it says, but God began to find humans quite difficult to live with, so God moved out. The reason was very simple. In those days, heaven was much closer to earth. In fact, heaven may have been as close as your kitchen ceiling. Of course, living with God right above the ceiling would pose its difficulties, and that was the problem. According to the legend, God found the downstairs neighbors intolerable. They fought loudly at all hours of the day or night. Sometimes the smells from whatever they were cooking would make their way upstairs, and God couldn't bear it. With all the smells and noise, God started losing sleep. So, the legend says, God decided that humans didn't make great neighbors and moved out. That God existed, no one denied. Where God went, no one knew. It's easy to look around and think that God is gone away. The time when God was close to us, living just next door, was maybe when our parents or our grandparents were young. Or maybe it was further back, in the Middle Ages, when they built many of those great cathedrals. But God here? Now? When humanity seems to be at its most argumentative and warring, its most noisy, it's most polluting with smells and sounds and chemicals, when it's caging children at the border and fighting over ways of keeping people out of our homes or our countries. But what if the legend didn't get it right? What if God didn't go away? What if God didn't actually leave? What if God thought that the noises and smells and bustle were actually interesting and came down to live amongst us? What if, knowing that their appearance would be overwhelming, God came down in disguise, perhaps watching all the goings on of humanity, but doing so as one overlooked and invisible on the sidelines, not gone away, but unseen? Or what if God was never in another room to begin with, was never separated and living upstairs to be turned off by our noise and smells, but has actually always been amongst us? Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and moved into the neighborhood. So maybe God didn't get tired and disgusted by humanity and leave, but has been here the whole time. The story of that first Christmas that we've heard read many times and about which we have been singing shows and tells us that God is here. God is with us, around us, and in us. On that first Christmas, it's the folks on the margins, those not concerned with power or possessions, and who really had nothing else to see or distract them from seeing, was those folks who saw God amongst them. Mary, Joseph, some shepherds. To them, the Word was spoken. They saw the Word become flesh. They saw God. God dwelt among them. And God dwells among us. Because God never left. God is not in disguise somewhere so that we have to peer at each face we pass, wondering if they might be God. And God's not hidden away like some divine game of hide and seek, but with us and in us, all of us. that God was born as a human being in Bethlehem is the sign that each human being is God's word, is God's face, and can be God's hands and feet. The Christmas story is our reminder that God has not gone away, that God is here in flesh, dwelling amongst us. Amen.